Well, people of Earth, this is BBS Radio, Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Anderson. Yeah, has it been a crazy week or what? You know. The Sean Diddy trial, oh my God, what a sinful mother effer he is. No kind words for dead people, you know. The more we hear, the worse he begins to sound. So much for that. Then a concert week, like the New York City, I hate the show is coming from New York. And, like I said, BBS Radio, Connect the Dots is the name of the show. I call it Radio Free America, where we can say what we want without fear of repercussions or anything like that. Yeah, the famous Beyonce gave five concerts over at the... Now it's called what used to be the Meadowlands, because it's in the Meadowlands area of New Jersey, about 5 miles outside of Manhattan only. Now it's called the MetLife Stadium. Well, I don't believe it. That's what it's called, yeah, MetLife Stadium. And her concert tour was Cowboy Carter Tour. Well, it really had its effect on the New York area. See, we don't have any cowboys or cowgirls really in New York City or the surrounding areas. You know, we're an urban population. Cowboys and cowgirls, that's something out west. But to my surprise, in Manhattan, I was seeing all these girls dressed up in cowgirl outfits. For every day the concert was on, there was quite a few of them running around by the Penn Station area where they can catch the train over to the MetLife Stadium. And it was unbelievable. I went up to two of these cowgirls and I said, you can't be from New York. And they go, yeah, we're from Brooklyn, you know. But they had the cowboy hats on, they had the tassels and the whole cowboy gear with the cowboy boots and everything. And there was plenty of women dressed like cowgirls going to see Beyonce over in MetLife Stadium for five shows. So she made her mark in New York, got people to dress up differently than they normally do. That's a pretty astounding thing to accomplish, really. Give her credit for that. So, what else is happening around New York? There are usual stuff, problems with the airports, planes being canceled, you know, a bunch of, you know, other nonsense going on with public transportation. You know, some of these trains they run over in, right across the river there in New Jersey, they got there, they're never cleaning the windows. You walk into the train car, and it's like the whole thing's like the window's like glazed over. You can barely see anything through it. And all the cars on the trains are like that. Unbelievable. Bad management. And then, of course, you get that crazy mayor race in New York City, where there only seems to be Democrat candidates running. They bought up all the news commercials and stuff like that. It's like you're not even the Republican candidate running. I mean, go figure, you know, what's going on there. I guess the Democrats just bribe the Republicans to sit back and and be a good loser. And that's the way it seems to be running. Now, hey, this is an education show. And I just happened to come across something the other day on Twitter, because I'm on Twitter. Hey, you should follow me because I retweet all the good things about what's coming down the pike. You know, the news straight from the people that are in connection with the higher universe already. They're on Twitter, too. So anyhow, somebody tweeted that back in 1980, somebody named Stanley Meyer invented an automobile motor. This is 1980, right? An automobile motor that could run on water. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful, right? Of course, it never got out there to be sold to anybody because eventually he got bullied down and eventually killed by the people who run the fuel industries. You know, they don't want cars running on water because they won't be able to sell gasoline and diesel fuel anymore. And that's the sorriest way things happen. You know, just like in the ETs, the good extraterrestrials met the President Eisenhower back in 1953 and offered to the American president and the rest of the world free energy, a gift, no charge. And of course, President Eisenhower was bullied by the big corporations that wanted to keep the fuel industries going, the fossil fuel industries. And more recently, they've uncovered that even oil is not really a fossil fuel. You know, it just got named that way to get people to accept the bullshit surrounding them. And so much for that. But in 1980, somebody invented an automobile motor that could run on water. So, you know, they blackballed him, and the vehicle never got put out there. All the patents were removed, the patent office, and any working models were disappeared, along with the poor guy that was killed in 1998, something like that. And his dying words was, "They killed me." You know, that's how things work in this world sometimes. And, you know, let me just bring up a situation here. Like, who are we to believe what's going on? We've got the Galactic Confederation talking mostly good things. And then we've got this Galactic Federation headed by someone named Aurora Ray, who is sometimes presented as a female, sometimes presented with a male voice speaking, and their Galactic Federation say they made a statement just last week saying, you know, I'm on their list, they send the emails to me and all that stuff, so that they say we're already in the fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. Well, planet Earth might be in the fifth dimension, but the people aren't. Maybe just a few of them are. But that's the nonsense that's going on there. You know? Where the Galactic Confederation is, they've got some new posts out there. You can get that at the portal. You don't know where the portal is. Well, look for it. How about that? We'll listen to all of my archive shows that I was mentioning, how to get to the portal. And so the most recent thing by Aurora Ray, representing the Galactic Federation, they got below a video saying, we're already here in the fifth dimension. Be happy. You know, spaceships are coming, blah, blah, blah. And then they make a statement like, your heart chakra is your fifth chakra in the chakra system. Well, I don't know what to say when I hear stuff like that. Are they just telling us, making some stupid statement to warn us that they're not on the up and up? I mean, my understanding of the chakra system, hey, I could be wrong, you know, is that your heart is the fourth chakra, you know? And can be represented by the color green also. The chakras, like the Roy G. Biv, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Each one of those colors are significant to the chakras as they go up your spine inside your body. And of course, there are chakras beyond a body. So, you know, you got to pay attention. This is what I call connecting the dots. Like, who's saying what? And when we make stupid statements, what's that say about you? Are you really being stupid? Or are you trying to, or is some good person working for you that wants to reveal that you're not legitimate? I'll come back to that in a second. About being legitimate, but there's, like I said, this is an educational show, an informative show, and a sharing of information show. It's also a call-in show where, hey, if you've got a phone and you've got something important to say, this is the show to do it on. Number is 888-627-6008. If you're listening to the show through your computer, well, you can just click on the BBS radio and they have all the information about the phone numbers there and stuff. If you're calling outside the United States or Canada, you can't use that toll-free number. There's another number there. You can find that out on the internet at BBS radio. Not hard to find at all. And what can I say? Except you people, if you're truth-seeking and want more knowledge, you should follow all the people I do on Twitter. Join up to Twitter. You know? I mean, you still can join for free, but your tweets won't get put out that much because, Elon Musk, the Musky one, has program these computers, only the people willing to pay him money to be on Twitter will get have their tweets shown to a large crowd. The rest of us don't want to pay, and I don't believe in paying a billion richest guy in the world money. You know what? He doesn't really need my money. So just about none of my tweets will get out to you. The only time people get pay attention to anything I say is when I comment or quote on something somebody else has said who is a paying patron, a blue chipper. Get their blue check mark. Well, so anyhow, but because I retweet a lot of good things, you should follow me. You know, my hashtag is Tom Edison Press. T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N-P-R-E-Z. That's right, I'm the Prez. And not everybody knows it, but the last five U.S. presidential elections, I was a writing candidate. Sure. I didn't get anywhere because I had no backing, but I was out there and I had a website. And the 2020 President Tom Edison .com, his website is still up there just to remind people what a really qualified person could do for the American people. But, you know, I didn't have a chance because I didn't have money backing me up to get the recognition, you know. You know, you could be, have all the great ideas, smartest person in the world, doesn't matter if you don't have the connections to let people know that you're even alive. It's like you're not even alive. So anyhow, I made a list of a few things that get yourself a pencil and paper or archive the show next weekend. It comes out on a Tuesday, and you can listen to the show again. But you might want to write these down and get it over with. Here's a few hashtags for people that really have fantastic information in regards to what's changing in the world, what's changing in the sun, what's changing in the solar system, how close are we getting to the event. And so here's the first one. This is a shaman, light worker, channeler, frequency healer, alternative and holistic health services. Her hashtag is @crystalline_aura. And that's spelled KrystalineAura. And if you want her services, well, go to, it would be crystallinelightbody.com, her website. And there's another wonderful person. She happens to be a walk-in, if you're familiar with that term. And her hashtag is @Illumin_Arya. Her name is Arya. So that's spelled @Illumin_Arya. And she's out there every day channeling words of wisdom from Merlin, the famous Merlin the magician we're talking about here. Now, he might have not been in the physical body anymore, but who knows, he could have came back and said one right now. And she also reveals information from the Emerald Order of Avalon. You might have heard of that famous place called Avalon. Look it up. It's over in England there. Now, there's so much amazing information shared on Twitter. How could you not want to join? There's a hashtag known as @EarsToHearYou. Spelled just like it sounds. Ears to hear you. And on that site, this fine person is always reminding us of all the destruction of all the big church bills that is suspected had healing effects. So they were, purposely destroyed by the New World Order acting body at the time, about 100 years ago when this happened. And a lot of information about that group of people land over there in Asia called Tartaria, T-A-R-T-A-R-I-A, people known as the Tartars. Taking off all the maps and kind of obliterated. They were highly advanced society for the normal human cultures around a couple hundred years ago. And also information is shared sometimes about the geometric patterns of glass-stained church windows. There's a name for it. It starts with the C, Psi, whatever. And it turns out that stained glass windows in churches have geometric patterns, and they can have a healing effect. Sound creates things. Sound creates geometrical shapes. So if you were in that church and the organ music was playing, the windows would have the geometric shapes in the windows would be have a healing effect. Maybe that's why people like going to church, the ones that have the music in it. And what else? That's another truth that's been kept from the human race, but it's being reawakened now by good people on Twitter. And while we're talking about sound healing, you definitely want to check out the man known as Matthew Wright. His grandfather personally knew Royal Raymond Wright, the inventor of the Wright microscope and other technologies using energy to heal and cure people. Now, there's a company, but first, this guy, search him out on Twitter, at Wright Technology, spelled just like it sounds. And this guy is down in Virginia, and his family, like I said, was they knew the original Dr. Royal Raymond Wright, who invented healing frequencies with his machine and his microscope to figure out that all bacteria and pathogens give off the color. You find out what their frequency is by the color given off when looking through his microscope, and then broadcast back the same frequency as the color. Once you determine that, and you shatter the organism, and your body gets rid of the waste product. Now, there's a company called Spooky Chew. SpookyChew.com. Unfortunately, they're in China, but I looked up their site, and they're very free with the information. They sell the machines, different versions of the Rife technology machines, where you can begin learning how to heal yourself with the correct frequency. Plus, they give you a list of frequencies, hundreds of them. And they have teaching lessons on the internet where they can teach you the ins and outs of how to use the machines. You know, you need a machine to detect, you need a machine to broadcast. And these machines don't seem to be that much money, but you need to look this stuff at yourself. And yeah, frequency does heal. And in fact, there's a guy, another guy on Twitter, says at 369 FREQ. He has all the helpful things. He has a video out there how the Amish people of Pennsylvania refrigerate their food without electricity, something we all might want to know. It's basically taking a couple of pots, putting some dirt, and you put some water and sand in there. And the heat dissipates out through the side, and the inside of the inner container gets cold, like a refrigerator. Amazing. You got to check that out. And you can find that on Twitter at 369FREQ. And there's also another site. This one isn't on Twitter, but it's a website. I can't pronounce it. nightsky.com/tone-generator/. Well, I'll spell it for you. It says the internet stuff. SZYNAISKI.com. And you can get free tones on that site. Amazing. For free. So you might want to check that out too. Hey, you know, take some initiative and begin working on healing yourself with frequencies. And stop relying on the quack doctors of big pharma the pharmaceutical salespeople known as your local doctor. They push their drug pushers, yes, they push those drugs on you. You go to the doctor and you tell them what's wrong and they look in your book. The people they got the deal, kickback deals with, and they say, yeah, here, take two of these, call me in the morning. Here, I'm going to prescribe this for you. It might not turn the problems, but you might feel a little better. And then if you have any other problems, call me back and I'll prescribe something else that won't fix your problems. But we'll keep on with this routine as long as you're happy. So, hey, you can tell, I don't go to doctors. And I just do my best to keep myself in good condition. And, of course, an amazing thing doesn't cost anything. Everybody needs to start walking around barefoot more. Because when you're walking around barefoot, you're touching Mother Earth. And she goes up negative charged particles into your body as you're walking around. This is all happening when you're walking barefoot. So you can walk on the grass somewhere. You got to be careful where you walk now. There's sharp things everywhere. Or walk on the beach. That's probably the best safe place to walk on the sand. And, that'll do a world of good. And then you got to practice breathing. You know, get yourself in a steady routine of breathing in, out. Deep breaths in. And while you're inhaling those deep breaths, imagine you're inhaling pure white light, like that of a lightning bolt. And you inhale it deep down, and then you kind of like imagine to watch it coming up your system and out of your mouth or out of your nose. You inhale in through your nose all the time. I mean, you got to be careful what's out there now with all the stuff they're still dumping into the air, you know? I mean, it just irks me, and it should irk you too, that all these so-called great politicians, not one of them has the guts to stop the chemtrail program, including the fearless President Trump. You got to wonder, why is he loves writing executive orders. All he has to do is write one and stop those planes on a dime. You know, but still, they're still going around poisoning us all. Is he that stupid? He doesn't realize he has to breathe that air too when he's out there playing golf. I got to take a drink of water here. Water. Do you know that all this good advice is coming out now, and most of it is on Twitter, really, that you can speak to the water, and it'll be responsive to what you speak into it. So you want to think about saying good things to the water. You know, I want you to do this. I want you to make yourself in a perfect crystalline shape. There's other ways to do that, but try speaking to your water. The power of your words is something, a truth that has been kept from you your whole life. Until now, like you'll hear it on shows like this. I should have to jump back to Wright, I forgot to mention. What made his microscope better than any microscope around when he invented it, probably even better than the ones they use now, is slides where he put the passages on to look at were made of quartz rather than glass because the light could pass better through it. And that's how he got to see the colors of the bacteria and other passages. And he also had to invent the ray tube that projected the frequency into the area they were looking JCU. And these Rife machines can project a frequency wave in a square or other shape waves. Yeah, there's different shape waves. Did you know that? No, there's plenty to learn in this crazy world.
Let me tell you. Plenty to learn. I want to remind everybody,
you know, things are slowly but surely evolving, and hidden truths are coming back out. There's a place in the United States, I think it's North Dakota, that sells hemp building blocks. That's right. Imagine you could build a house out of hemp building blocks. Just as strong as concrete. And they have all good properties to them. And also, there's hemp clothing. A few people are making that. And of course, hemp smoking, pot smoking, marijuana smoking, is becoming legalized more and more around the world now. But not enough. They still won't allow you to walk around and puff the way in public, but if you're ever to New York City, you just walk around some of the streets, especially around Penn Station in Manhattan, which is one of the center hubs of Manhattan, and around other important places like along Central Park, you'll catch a whiff of the weed blowing in the wind, yes it will. Because they've stopped cracking down on that too much. But they, at the same time, evil government, they just don't want to give people a break. Central Park, you know, everybody likes to go to Central Park if you're in New York or any public park. And they won't allow smoking in the public parks. This nonsense about we want to keep the smoke away from the children. Well, believe me, people smoking pot don't want to smoke around children. They want to go off on the side and have their own little pot smoking party and goof around. They don't want to hang around children. So it's a bunch of crap. It's just designed to make it difficult for people to enjoy these new marijuana freedom things. You know? It never should have been made illegal to begin with. You know, that's your crooked world, New World Order people did all that shit. Just like they forced us to put gasoline on our cars when we could have been putting water in them. You know? Here's a bit of information. And there is some, I mean, even biblical references to this. Special type of clothing, you know, worn by the priests in the temples. And, you know, it has to do with a certain fiber that has energy in it. Now, can anybody tell me the name of that fiber? Well, you'll just have to wait until maybe next week. It'll give you time to go searching. But there is. Wool is one of them, and there's another fiber that's even better than wool for energy. Like the modern synthetic products, they have zero energy. So you're not going to get any energy by wearing them, but I believe, you know, when it's a pure linen, it has energy value, measurable energy value. And so by wearing clothing made out of linen or wool, you will be increasing your energy. Isn't that amazing? You know, And the 440 Hertz conspiracy still continues. You know, with all the recent findings and revelations concerning 432 is the frequency. It's in sync with your heart. It's in sync with the universe. It's in sync with Mother Earth. It's in sync with everything. And back in the, I think it was the 1920s, that evil Rockefeller dude, old man Rockefeller there and his elite cronies, New World Order gang, decided that they were going to sicken humanity. And of course they had their New World Order takeover plan. In fact, it was even republished back in 1989. The whole thing about the COVID scam, the vaccines, the poisons, the 5G, yeah, talking about that in 1989, you know, on one page of their manifesto back then. And nobody was paying attention. Should have been, because look what happened. You know, around 2020, you know, they came out with this fake scam pandemic, and the whole thing was graphed out for you and spelled out exactly how they were going to do it. And create problems with the food supply. They're still trying to do that shit, you know. None of their plans are going to succeed anymore. I mean, we're at that point now. But we could have saved ourselves all a lot of misery, and a lot of people's lives were screwed up by vaccines that killed them or debilitated them. Vaccines laced with all kinds of poison. And I'll just say it again for the record, and I can say it on this radio network, there is no logic to vaccines. And if you happen to be a medical doctor out there and you want to challenge me on that, maybe call on radio show, 888-627-6008, and I'll ask you a few quick questions and you'll quickly see, when you don't have the answers to those questions, how little you know about the human body. And the whole thing is fake. They made their claims, oh, we made this vaccine to get rid of polio. And look at all the people we saved. And they were just like, you know, capitalizing on the placebo effect. Doctor tells you take this, it's going to make you better. If you believe it, it probably will make you better. Okay, you know. And that's all, you know, and they just made up the lies. And the doctors have been making up shit for over 100 years now. This whole thing started over about 125, 150 years ago. Right at the same time they were taking over the U.S. money system, you know, 1871, and I've talked about these dates before, and then the follow-up with the Federal Reserve System has nothing to do with the private banking organization, and then you get to the IRS to steal a portion to comply with paying taxes when the Constitution says taxes are to be voluntary. You know? Did the people ever get a chance to say, no, we want it forced upon us? Hell no. The scam was being worked on the United States shortly after it was put in order. Which brings us to the Illuminati. Yeah. You know, the original Bavarian order, the Illuminati, started as people that they were tired of the Bavarian government or something. They wanted to do things in a better way than the old way of government ruling over the people. So they started their secret society. It eventually got put out of business, I guess, by force from the Bavarian government. So it was a short-lived thing to try to come up with something better for organizing people. But it didn't end there. Since then, it's been revised. And who you believe. I'll tell you something that recently, in the last 10 months, because I'm on Twitter, a series of people, one year, a month later, another one, began giving me sweet, like, messages from the universe, you know. The universe recognizes you were a great person, this and that. And there was all these, you know, pleasantries and come-ons. And I just ignored it, you know, because I had seen too many of these things come across. There's so many scam artists out there on Twitter. You know, they try to Uzi up to you and try to trick you, and then as soon as you start communicating with them, you find out what the hidden agenda is. So, after about five or six of these same things, I started taking notice. You're saying the same thing somebody said last month using the same exact words. And I mentioned that to that person, and, got no response. So then finally somebody actually spot out the words, the Illuminati wants you to join them. And they enticed your offering. Didn't you, they think you're a fine person, blah, blah, blah. And new recruits get $250,000 plus a car, plus a free house. Huh? So, I just had to, let me just look into this and see what the hell's going on. Now I'm up to about the seventh or eighth person trying to contact me with the same schmooze and, universe thinks you're great. The universe told me to contact you. So just so by the time I got around to the 10th, 11th, 12th, I started going, I think I want to join to see what would happen. And then I got a reply, and then someone says it's the Grand Master. Is going to give you a message, and then somebody says, no, that's not the Grand Master. That's the imposters. Don't follow them, you know. And I don't know how many Illuminati groups are out there now, but there's, I guess, one or two real ones, and seems to be more than one, and half a dozen imposters or something like that. So then I went in the midst of communicating here, back and forth, and nobody wants to tell me. Everybody starts talking about, once you start talking about the Illuminati, I might be interested, I'd like to get $500,000 a year. And they get you in the same year, and then they want to tell you, you have to go to the, you have to pay, you have to have an initiation before you can become a member. So, I'm asking questions out there. Of several of these people now, number 9, 10, 11, 12, tell me about this initiation, And nobody wants to answer my questions. And then finally, I got a communication from the Grand Master, right? I'm not going to give his name. And this one guy who said, stop. Block all those other people. They're not real. My thing is real here. So he gives me a phone number to call because I told him, I'd like to talk to somebody. All this communication, it's just direct messages and stuff like that on Twitter. And first number, I guess, doesn't identify who it is. It says to me, I don't know, the Zeppelin number company you've reached wants to know your name. So I say, Tom. And then all it goes is it rings and nobody picks up the phone. And I don't even know how I'm talking about. So then I mentioned to the guy who gave me the number, I said, nobody picks up the phone there, and I don't even know who it is, So then he gives me another number where I call and nobody and the phone is two rings and I was busy. So this is the kind of nonsense going on. And so I go back to him. I says, I keep ringing the phone, and it just goes to a busy signal. So then they got. I told the guy I want him to call me back on a certain number. And he finally calls back. First question I ask, are you the grandmaster? The guy lies and says, no. So I go back and tell the other dude what happened. I wasn't the grandmaster. And then he goes, oh, no, the grandmaster is going to call you again. Now he admits he's the grandmaster and sends me an email with the, oh, yeah, when I did talk to him, I asked him, you know, can you send me some information here? You know, because nobody wants to tell me what the thing about the initiation and what I have to do to join. And in the meantime, I'm looking on the internet, you know, just finding out what the hell can I find out, because everybody's so tight-lipped about this. So everybody's talking, well, it's a secret organization, you know. Well, I'd like to tell them a thing or two, but I'm not going to waste my time. You know, the new reality coming in, there is going to be no secrecy. I mean, I'm that unaware of what's happening. They're looking for new recruits. You know? So, the Grandmaster, we didn't want to admit he was the Grandmaster, and we don't know how many Grandmasters there are. Is there one in every town? Who knows? Unlikely that this was the real Grandmaster because his quality was not too good. And he had a bad phone connection also. It was hard to understand what he was saying. How could he be the Grandmaster? Anyhow, you know, this guy is telling me everyone else is scammed. They're probably scammed too. So they send me their manifesto, which, you know, I to read it and I said, yeah, I'm okay with this. But in reality, you know, I was just playing along now to see how far this will go. I mean, the manifesto, it's, you know, it's all bullshit. They're telling you about their, you know, we're a special organization and an elite organization. Now, when does elite organizations ever want to do anything with the common people? Never, really. I'm sure there are exceptions, but that's pretty much it. And they're saying that our purpose is to ensure humanity is not destroyed. Yeah, well, that's not what's really happening in life. All you elite organizations are doing the work of the devil, so to speak, or you're following the commands of the negative eating races that want to weaken and destroy humanity. Meanwhile, your proclamation of what you're dedicated to says you're protecting us from destruction. What a fucking mind, I gotta say. I wasn't going to tell them that, but I'm telling you, viewers, what's going on here. So in the meantime, I said, yeah, okay, your agenda seems all right, you know. And he says, I'm going to send you, you know, this is all being done with emails now. I'm going to send you the form to fill out. So it was 11 things on the form. I filled the first 10 out, and then the last one says they want a picture of me holding my left hand over my left eye and get that in the picture and send it in. And I didn't. I just sent the first 10 to see what would happen. And then I got a reply a day later, well, you didn't finish the application form. Oh, my God. But by that time, I had found out what I was looking for on the internet. Somebody spilled the beans of what the initiation entails. First of all, it's a three-day event. They told me that in the beginning. I said, forget it. And then second of all, they described some of the things. You know, you got to take a bath, put on a special robe, and, you know, recite some kind of oath. And then they carry you up with a somebody who's been in the organization for a while. Like, you know, First of all, I'm not going to take any oath, and I'm not going to have any pictures of me floating around there making some stupid gesture, which I don't even know what it means, holding the left hand over the left eye. It can mean you're pledging allegiance to Satan or something. I don't know. But I'm certainly not going to just blindly do that and send it out there on an email, which can be intercepted by anybody and then maybe used to blackmail me to threaten to. We got this funny photograph of you, we're going to make it public unless you do what we want, type deal. So that's it. I said at that point I disconnected the guy who was the intermediate, not the grandmaster, whomever he is or not. And told him, nah, I changed my mind. I don't want to join. And I basically explained, I'm not going to allow a stupid picture of me to be floating around out there. And I was annoyed that nobody wanted to tell me what the initiation was. Well, I finally found it on the internet, and once I found that, I knew I did not want to join the organization. And the guy comes back and tells me why. I already told him why. I had to end the communication with this guy. Is there anything about, no, I don't want to join anymore that you don't understand? And that was the last communication we had. But I'll tell you that, once I found out what a ridiculous thing that they expect people to do, get it. That's not for me, And that's it. So there's, I don't know how many Illuminati. After that, I already said no to this one, but I guess that nobody talks to anybody. Everyone's compartmentalized. And number 13 comes by, another one. Oh, the universe told me to contact you. Again, the same spiel. And then I said a few nice things back to this sound like a girl. And I said, thank you. Could you be more specific or whatever? And then she comes out to coin her. Yeah, I'm with the Illuminati Temple. I didn't answer that, and then she goes on saying more, blah, 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 blah. And this is someone who represents himself on Twitter as a light worker in a star scene. And she's a member of the Illuminati, or that Illuminati group. And we're all about love and light. And, it's just too effing much. So be wary when those things show up in your mailbox. Universe has wants you to know that you are a special person. And then that seems to be the big common lie that these Illuminati recruiters, and I don't even know how many Illuminatis are there, but they're not for me, I'll tell you that. I'm in with the Galactic Confederation. And the people that talk about, a reality, not some elite organization, There's going to be no elite organization in the new reality. And there's going to be no secrecy in the new reality. Hey, we're coming to the end of the show. Listen, I'm out here every week trying to educate the public, making you aware of what's coming down the pipe, who the bad players are, who the good players are. And the worker deserves his wages. So please go to BBS Radio, look up my show, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Time. All the shows are listed Central Time. Connect the dots, click on the name of the show or my name, and scroll down until you see subscribe. Please subscribe to my show. Come on. You can subscribe as little as $2.99. You leave that to a waiter who brings your food to diner anytime you go to the diner. Really. A cup of coffee costs more than that. You can't tell me that you can't find it in your heart to help support my show. You know, this is an AM radio, 50 million watt powerhouse station where I get paid $500,000 a year to do a radio show. I have to pay the engineers to produce this show for me. And so it costs me. And I'm on a limited budget. I live below the poverty level. Have a heart. The worker deserves his wages, and so do I. So I'm asking you, if you listen to the show once or more and you learn something, have a heart and pay for that lesson. You throw away $10, $20, $30,000 to go to a college that won't teach you even half of what I teach. You know? So much for that. For coming to the end of the show, let me do the countdown. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, it was called on radio show. And that's it. Go to BBS Radio, look up my show, subscribe to my show. Connect the dots, 8 p.m. Saturday Central Time. And you're going to hear the guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you the partner in time? Yeah, I'm a musician and artist. I got songs out there on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Tom Edison 621. And that song's followed by My Hands. I Gotta Be Somebody. It's the first song on my album. The song's Better Than Dylan out there on CD Baby. You can listen to every one of those songs free on YouTube. CD Baby, every album, that song's Better Than Dylan. Or song is I Gotta Be Somebody. You're going to get to hear that again tonight, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look close.